Okay, let's say you did not spend this Thanksgiving weekend slamming your opponent's serve across a ping pong net, and instead spent the last few days staggering between the sofa and the refrigerator to eat leftovers, the universal offspring of the Thanksgiving feast. What to do with them depends on the cook. So we called a few people to hear what they're doing with all that turkey.
I'm Jonathan Reynolds, and I'm the author of Wrestling with Gravy.
Jonathan, tell us about a dish that you make out of leftovers called Turkey Diablo.
Well, this is quite an experimental dish. It's based on deviled beef bones, and I mix up some mustard and black pepper and a little bit of flour, some horseradish, Worcestershire sauce, garlic, and get it to the consistency of a fairly loose paste, and then spread it over the remains of the turkey. Put it in the oven for about 30 minutes, and it can go sometimes 350, 400 degrees until it gets a little crisp and firm, and then bring it out of the oven, and it's a spicy leftover turkey dish.
You've made me so hungry.
Because really, I mean, the absolute best thing, of course, to make with leftover turkey is that sandwich. That's just one of the great gifts to cuisine, I think.
Oh, my name is Jeremy Brumball. I'm a restaurant trainer here at the Gateway Travel Plaza in Breezewood.
Breezewood, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
Truck stop heaven.
Yes, it is. We do have plenty of truck drivers and travelers.
How popular are the turkey and the various leftovers with your customers?
Oh, my. It's always a popular item.
Yeah?
Like, I'll run a light turkey sandwich, a turkey Monte Cristo.
Ah.
You take two pieces of Texas bread, and you dip it halfway down into an egg batter, like a French toast mix. Put it on the grill. And then you'll put Swiss cheese on each side and put ham in between it. Serve it with syrup.
And you do that with turkey?
Mm-hmm. You can have a ham Monte Cristo or a turkey Monte Cristo.
Wow. Turkey with syrup?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because it tastes like a French toast mix in your sandwich. You have to give it a try.
I will.
This is Scott Turley, managing chef from Grinnell College in Grinnell, Iowa.
Happy Thanksgiving, Scott.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
How many did you feed?
Right around 240.
What are you doing with the turkey?
We would break those off the carcass as quickly as possible, and then we would move them into our blast chiller, and then we would package it up and freeze it for leftovers that we have on our menu. So we kind of plan leftovers into our menu already.
Do you have anything special that just screams Grinnell, Iowa?
We do a cream turkey with wild rice soup. Actually, it's one that we've created, and it has wild rice in it. It has almonds in it, cream, the turkey, onion, celery, carrots, and then we simmer all those things together, and it comes out as a pretty nice soup.
Your leftovers are going to last until graduation.
No, we use them pretty fast.
And everyone we spoke to brought up the ubiquitous leftover casserole.
A turkey tetrazzini, we will probably serve about 450 servings of that.
Turkey tetrazzini, we actually put that on our buffet.
Do you use cream of mushroom soup?
Yeah, the universal recipe extender, cream of mushroom soup.
Do you use cream of mushroom soup?
Yes, we do.
Who doesn't? For the definitive recipe for turkey tetrazzini, there was only one person we could turn to.
I'm Mrs. Liz King, and I'm from New York City.
Mrs. King worked in Family Circle magazine's test kitchen in the 1950s. She's the mother of six children and the mother-in-law of our director, Ned Wharton. Mrs. King, what's your recipe?
My recipe is celery, onion, mushroom, sautéed in butter. And then all the little pieces that you've taken off the turkey carcass, chopped up. And then good old Mrs. Campbell's cream of mushroom soup. And boil some spaghetti. We used to call it, it's not pasta back in the 50s, it was spaghetti. So you boil some spaghetti.
How did your family receive this dish over the years?
Adored it, and I can't not make it Christmas and Thanksgiving. One thing I forgot, a little dab of Worcestershire sauce to go into the sauce.
Mrs. King and all the people we called know that one day, probably sometime this week, turkey becomes a dreaded word. Weekend Edition editor Laura Kranz hunted out a poem from her childhood that perfectly describes that moment.
Thanksgiving has been over for at least a week or two, but we're still all eating turkey, turkey salad, turkey stew, turkey puffs and turkey pudding, turkey patties, turkey pies, turkey bisque and turkey burgers, turkey fritters, turkey fries. For lunch, our mother made us turkey slices on a stick. There'll be turkey tarts for supper. All this turkey makes me sick. For tomorrow, she's preparing turkey dumplings stuffed with peas. Oh, I never thought I'd say this. Mother, no more turkey, please.
Poem, Leftovers, from the 1982 book It's Thanksgiving by Jack Prelutsky. It was read by NPR's Laura Krantz. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.